Gemara in this past week's daf was the first daf in the 10th parak Maseches Nedarim, Nine Amudos. What's important for this Gemara over here, it's important just to see the beginning of Parshas Matos. The Psukim go as follows. Pasuk Dalit. The first pasuk talks about Ishki the Neder, and the pasuk says the Ishki see the Neder Hashem, an Ishu who makes a Neder. V'also is beveisa avir bin Orel. Actually, it's talking about an Ishu that's beveisa avir. That means that there's no erisin, no nesun, no erisin, and she's a Naira. She's up to the age of a Naira. So that the parasha talks about v'shomavias nidra v'hechrishlo komu heini avia oisa. If a father is made for it, then the nidorim aloyakum. That's the first. We call that the first parasha. Right, that the first. Then the pesukim go further. The pasuk says v'hoyisil ish unidor ha'alel. So this second parasha. She has some kind of hiskashus leish to her husband, and the pasuk talks about over here. V'shama yisha v'yamshon v'hechshla. The pasuk talks about the dinim that the husband has on her nedarim. Seemingly, the pasuk also says, you know, if he's hechrish, it's kamu, and if he's mefer, the Nedorim are Mufar, are Bottle. Next pasuk talks about the Ned of an Amon or Grusha. Neither Beveis Avia, Nisht, also not Beveis Baila, is that no one else could have any effect on her Nedorim. She makes another, it stands. Okay, that's in parentheses for us.
Is that Dafka when she's a Boger? Just, I know it's the parentheses.
What, as opposed to a Naira?
Yeah, she got divorced as a Naira. Because she's out of her father's house, she never comes back. I guess the Chor, that would be the case. But, okay. Mm-hmm.
Then the Pasuk is Vim Beis Isha Nador. Right? Pasuk is talking about, again, you know, a connection to a husband. And the pasuk again talks about the dinim that the husband has on it, has on the neder. Okay, so what we need to know over here is that, I mean, it would seem to say that there's two parashas of an isha that she's connected to a baal, im hoyisilish, and then the pasuk further says im beis isha nadora. Okay, and that's what the, as we know, the Gemara pretty much comes out that the middle parasha is talking about Narusa, that's Hoyisila Ish, and the Pasuk of Mbeis Isha Nadara is talking about an Asua. Okay, but that's the Tzurusa Parasha, but again, to a little bit later on the Gemara, till the Gemara proves that as the Maskana. Okay, woman then, let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah also that is someone, an Isha, that the age bracket that she is, she's a Naira, Mitzad Echod, and Mitzad Sheni, that is this another aspect to her status, that she's Narusa, right? That she's Mikudashis. Not Nesua, but Mikudashis. It's Zot Mishnah, Avil Baila Mefilin Doreo. As far as her nedarim is concerned, the schus, the bailus, we'll see whether these terms, what they mean, on the neder are shared between the father and the husband, and therefore we need both of them to be mefer. Aviu ubailu mefinu derel. Mishnah contains hafer av lehafer abal, hafer abal lehafer haav. Ein emufer. Right? The Mishnah seemingly elaborates unnecessarily that each one is that's each one is singular makes a hafora that the nether is not mufer. The Mishnah goes a step further. And definitely so if someone is mekayim the nether. Now, in a general sense, let's talk about, you know, in a simple case, when there's only one person who's bailim on this nether, right, which would mean when she's beveis aviha without before erusin, right, and similarly when by nesua, when she's had erusin and nesuin, one person, it's either the av or the baal. So there's halacha, and the Torah tells us that din is that a different party can be made for her nedarim. That's the halacha. Until now, we discussed the concept of hataras chacham. That's such a halacha that's it really applies to anyone nether, whether, you know, as long as you're eligible for the you have the conditions for the hatara, right, whatever that needs, charata, you know, you have a pesach, chais, whatever we saw until now. Now this is a new halacha, right? That this is not hetar chacham. This is a halacha of haforum. It's the din of haforum, right? Hafora saf, hafora baal, that's this halacha. So the din of hafora is that if the father or the baal are made for the neder, they express their feelings toward the neder. They don't want the neder. Then the neder is mufa. The neder comes bottle. Right? Exactly whether this applies to all nedarim, not all nedarim. Right? We'll see later. About this. Akoponim, but that's that halacha, as far as that's concerned. And so too by the Baal, right? The Baal is meif the nedarim. It's maybe a point just to mention at this point, without getting too involved in this, but we know that the halacha of She'ela, She'elas Chochum, is Erke the neder l'mafreya. It retroactively undoes the nether, right? Makes the nether into nether. The Torah is to be showing them, say, that's concept. However, the halacha of Afor is mekan labo. Right? From here on in, right, the Av, or the Baal, or maybe together, right, they nullify the nether, but it doesn't go retroactively. Now there's halacha of Kiyum, to be mekayim and neder, and also is in the series that we spoke about that the av or the baal could be mekayim and neder. The relevance of the of kiyum seemingly is only relevant the fact that through kiyum it's the neder is not subject to hafora anymore. Right, that is really what the idea of kiyum is. Kiyum would seem, right, again we'll have to see as we learn whether this is exact mechanics, but it would seem that what Kiyum does is that it solidifies the nether, it strengthens the nether to such that it's not mufor a bull. That's pashas what it's chalad adin in the nether itself. Right?
But it's still eligible for she'elas chacham, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. That's the halacha of Kiyum. Maybe kedai to mention now, you know, as we're making the cheshbonis now, as we go through, that I mean the pasuk talks about the concept of the Yom Shomoy, that the din to be meifel or to be mekayim the neder is only exists only throughout the Yom Shamay. The day that he hears it, I think it's mevuyer in the Mishnayos that the Yom Shavim means just till the end of that day. That day, it's not a 24-hour period. You know, whenever he hears it, it's over at the end of that day.
Excuse me, Rabbi. Eliyahu Zimmerman would like to join the shiur.
Okay,
so I'm just putting him on.
Great.
Eliyahu, you're on. Hello?
I'm putting on mute.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now, there is definitely a mashmois that the nether is memela niskayim if the father or the av is shosak, he's quiet, he doesn't do anything by the time of the end of the Yom Shomoy. Right? Again, we'll have to see why that's relevant. You know, for to have a key, you know, if his ability is just within the day's over. So then, you know, then I don't have to. Like we said before, the key sounds like it's halacha in the nether, right? And you know, if there's just there's no power to mefer lechar, it's not relevant. Like the same idea of the nether amona grusha, right? There's no din kiyum necessary, but you're lacking. Right, when the pasuk says "kol asher di'is," it's yakom aleha. That pashtus just means is like this. You know, anyone who makes neder, that's a man, right? Makes a neder. There's no one to be made for it, and that's the halacha, right? But you want to know whether the, you know, the status of the neder. You know, maybe the neder mitzad atzma is muferable, but there's no one to be made for, right? Okay, but I just you know, for those who, you know, already start their mind has start working. I had to just put that in.
But Yom Shomo, isn't there a daya that could say that, let's say the Nara made the neder on Monday and the father heard it on Thursday. That was the Yom Shomo.
Right.
Could he do it right on that day also?
He's made on the Yom Shomo.
Yom Shomo. Doesn't have to be on the day that she made it.
Yom Shomo, that's Yom Shomo. The day that he hears it. I think it's just till Shkia, whatever. Till Soif HaYom, whatever Soif HaYom is. Yeah.
I guess if she's a Pikeach, she'll make it Ben Ashmashos. Then we don't know. What?
She'll tell him about it.
Right, yeah, tell him about it, right.
Yeah, Akoponim, okay. Yeah. So now, this mission is discussing the halacha of a nair hamuros, right? And then like we'll see in a moment. When we say nair, the point over here is that an isha that is, you know, on the one hand is able to make a nether, and the nether is under the power of two parties. The age to make a nether, we know this is a concept of a mufla samach leish. That it's really, you know, even though she's not a gedola, but this is from the singular dinim that even someone's not a gedola could accomplish such a thing like that. Usually a chalos needs das, and therefore a katan or ptana can accomplish by nidorim. There's such a halacha like that. So theoretically, someone who's the status of a ktana, there is a point in katanis that she can make a neder. And avada, the din of the av is similar. Similar over there, right? It's through Nairis. Once she's already past Nairis, then she's not in the Rishus of the father, and that's like Michael mentioned, right? She's in the same status as Neda Mono Grusha, right? The point is that she's not under anyone's jurisdiction, right? Until she gets married. Okay? Yeah, so the mission tells us that the Aforum over here is there's a shutfis, there's a partnership in the din haforum. That mitzad echa, there is a din haforum. The av and the Baal have power in Hafora. However, neither could accomplish the Hafora by themselves, as they can do when she is only in their rishos. That's the halacha. Ovio Baila Mefirin Nidoreho. Now, in Lachana, each person has his own Yom Shamay. So, you know, so whenever that is, and whatever order that happens, right, that's when the Ned will finally become Mufar. Now, as far as those who whose minds go right away to the mechanics and start thinking that, well, okay, so what happens when one of them is Mefer before the second one's Mefer? Right? You know, does anything happen over here? You know, to the nether or not. So the truth is, the Gemara later on talks about this, and we'll get there. We'll talk about this a little bit further on. Right? It becomes a little bit relevant in the sugi by us. Okay, but that's a point just to bring up at this spot.
Our mission doesn't discuss that.
Does the mission discuss it? What's the mission saying?
It says Mufar Av, below Mufar Baal, Mufar Baal, below Mufar Av, right?
And a Mufar.
And a Mufar.
Okay.
Well, right? So I mean, definitely the Ain't a Mufar that the mission is talking about is talking about a complete Hafara. Right? That's what we mean, as opposed to the other stages. Now, does the Mishnah mean Ein Mufar at all? Nothing is accomplished at all? So I don't know if there's what necessarily to take that out of the Mishnah. Right?
Except for the fact that we said that there was no Chiddush in that.
Right? No Chiddush in what?
Or at least the Habamim, there was no... Like, yes, why did we say it? And now the Rav's asking, what's the Halacha if one does it and not the other? So now we know why we're saying it.
Okay, I hear. That's a good answer. That would be a good answer had the Gemara later on not said otherwise.
Yeah, right, yeah, right, exactly right. Yeah.
But the Gemara only said it after the question.
No, the Gemara on the next page is going to say there is a cliches. There is some lessening of if
right,
one does
gonna,
it and not the other.
It's going to say it, but it's saying it after it asks the question. It says, why did it
saying happen? What after it asks the question?
Right, the Gemara is going to eventually make an or to and.
He's not talking about the same sugya. That's why I'm asking him what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a whole different thing on the next daf.
I recuse myself from the next.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, I recuse anyone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, okay, good. Okay. Once we're clear, we know what we're talking about, and if we come from what information, things are clear.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us that we need both of them to accomplish the full Hafara, to nullify the nether, that the nether is not here anymore, and there's no liability, responsibility. Okay. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Naim Ros, Aviyu Baal Mefin Dereo. Zok the Ran, Afilu Nidorim Shenodro Be'uda Pnuyo. Ran makes a mention over here. This is really a side point. Only because we saw this Gemara already, we could see this is probably not the first thing to talk about. It's really to get us a little confused by advanced information over here. What the Ran is discussing over here right now is like this. Now it comes up in the Sugya that a neder that's made in a previous stage. We have three stages over here. We have the Beves Aviha, then she advances, right, and she's Narusa, and we'll call her like she's part in, part out. Right? She's still by the Av and considering the Dorim, and she's by the Oris. And then as she advances to Nesua, she's totally in the Rishos of the husband. Now Nidorim, you know, could have been made at any point. So she makes a nether by her father. Okay, well, you know, that's made Bershus Aviyah. Now, a neder that she makes Beves Aviyah, and she advances to an Arusa, or to an Asua for that matter, so that neder would be considered a Koidman. That means the neder was made prior to the entering of that Rishus. Now, the Ran already tells us that the din of anarusa is that the oris could be made for bekoidmin, could be made for bekoidmin, and that's really what the pasuk says. Im hoya sielish underel, the pasuk says, right? You know, she becomes an arusa and she's coming in. She has a baggage, right? She has already a previous nidorim. Now, obviously, we're talking about that the father, you know, didn't hear the nether. Right? If he did, then you know, one thing or two, all right?
The same day.
Right. Or else it's still the same day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Just a side point. We used the word husband just now, but I think we might want to be careful and use arus and bal.
Okay.
Because husband's a little bit ambiguous.
Okay. Very good. You're right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll try to stick to that. Yes. Yeah, so Zokter Ran that Avim family Afil and Dom Shen Nolja Beuda Pnuya. The Oris Mefer Bekoidmin Bishitfusei the Av. The East Begimor. Oris is Mefer Bekoidmin Bishitfusei the Av, as it is Mevuyer in the Gemara. Now, you know, after we saw the Gemara, so this word Bishitfusei the Av might really mean more than just factually, right? That you know he's made for, you know, Norris is made for Shetuf, and you know that could work even on Koidman. Right? We'll see them more later on. That might even explain why he could be made for Bekoidman. Okay. Zokt Ran, V'nayre dinokat lafuke boigris. This that it says that the mission says Naira Hamuroso, it's coming to a Kthul Boigris, Shein Lavira Shuzbo. Let's say she would be a Boigris Hamuroso, right? So what's the halacha in such a thing? It's Ein Lavira Shuzbo. Once she's Bogro, she's Yota Mershus Hoav, Ve'einoi Mefer Nidoreo. So the Av doesn't have any control over her nidorim anymore at this point. So we just lost the the Av from the picture. Now at this point, if she's Narusa, does the Oros take over? And maybe now he could act like the Baal, right? The Zokteran, no. The Oros Nami Loi Shedvus, the Av, Loi Motzi Mefer. The Oros, this that the Oros is Mefer B'Shutvis, is not because there is an Av there, and that's why he's shearing, he has to shear what might have otherwise been his. No, that an Oris is intrinsically only a half, and therefore, even if there is no Av, he could only make a Shotvus, he has no Shotvus, so then he can't accomplish. Right? And maybe we'll see that he'll accomplish even less now that there is no Av, that there is no possibility of a full hafor happening to this nether.
What if the father's dead?
Same idea.
In Mitzroken, right? That's the din of Mitzroken.
Mm-hmm,
the father dies.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking if the father died even before the Arusin.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, the dinim of a change, right, have to do with the halacha of Nisroikna, which we'll get to there. But, but if the father dies before, right, before Arusin, so it's the same halacha.
Is that the same halacha? Meaning what?
Mean that the Oros cannot be made for by himself.
Has to wait till Nisun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the halacha of Nisun, he can't be made for b'kaidman. So this nether, right, which is already over here, is not going to help. Right? That's just the full picture. For Oros Nami, b'lo yishtavus di'av le'motzi mefer. So Zokteran, when we say Naira Humuroso, we are only coming lafuke a Naira who is older than Erisin, than a Naira. She's a Boigris. Avuha dinami b'devashir al shonoshin. The Ren is walking, nivdokin, the Ava Oris mifun in the Reho. And this is what the Ren means over here. When we say Naira over here, we don't mean lafuke oktano. I mean, the reason why you might have thought that's lafuke oktano is because oktano can't make nidorim. On that, the Ran tells us that there is a halacha that's at a certain age bracket that even a ktana can make a neder, and therefore, in the halacha of the Mishnah will apply to their also. She's a ktana, and she can be an arusa, right? Because that's also the halacha, the power of the father that he could be mekadesh even if she's too young to do it herself. Okay, Lomazen zokt the Ran weiter. The Ran on top of Daf Samzan. Hofer Abla Hofer Baal. The Gemara Poro Chayinu Reish. The Gemara asked the question, what is the second Bava in the Mishnah adding? It's seemingly just elaborating on what was said in the Reish. Just speaking out in an Arichas, but the point seems to be no more than we already know from the Reish. Vein Soch Lema Kim Echad Mehen. Definitely so, the third Bava in the Mishnah, definitely if one of the two is Mekayim that the nether is not Mufar, right? Definitely so, right? Because at that point when he's Mekayim it, he lost the ability now to be Mefer, right? Definitely that much happened over here, so the nether can't be Mufar anymore. Now, what taka the halacha as far as hakoma is concerned? We mentioned before that the simple understanding, I believe, of a hakoma. It's not so simple like we heard before, but it would seem to be that the simple understanding of our karma is that it accomplishes something in the nether, just like the hafor is made for the nether. So to our karma accomplishes something in the nether, it solidifies the nether. We'll use that term if we can. And now the nether is not muferable.
The change it's making is only in the context of can you be mefer. In terms of the establishment of the nether, it's already fully established. It's already chal.
Right. L'chol, right? Yeah. Definitely, at this point, it's liable. If she's over the nether, of course, she'll get the full punishment. Right, so you're saying good, right?
Before the Shemini, you're saying.
Before...
That's what you're saying?
I'm talking before the Hakama. Before the Hakama. Shmi is one point, and even after the Shmi, right? Okay. Right before the Hakama, right? The Hakama is not making the nether a nether which is liable, right? You know, not adding anything, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And that far goes in the canon of Baram affair. If
the husband is made for it. One
more time, if there's a
hafara. Hafara is Mekan Labo. Right? Hafara is Mekan Labo.
Why can she get punished? The one who was Mekayim, it can always be Shol on the Kiyum, and then undo the Kiyum Lo Afreya. So how can she get a punishment?
Right, let's start. Let's just take a step back. What's the? Because I was going to ask this question. So, what is the sheila on? Is the sheila to reverse his hakama, or is the sheila on the ikar neder?
Where are we? Where are we?
You're 10 miles
now.
You're making a statement of what we're trying to understand what the hakama is accomplishing.
Right.
That's what you're saying. So you start off by saying that it makes it into a full neder. Yehuda want a task on that because she's going to be already chayev on the neder even before the hakama, so it doesn't really make it into a neder. It was already a neder, right? Eliyahu's asking if it wasn't a full neder, she could be mechuyev if it wasn't a full neder yet.
Then I want to correct the terms because I see it was misunderstood what I said. Yeah. Right? I used the term of solidifying the neder. Yeah. Solidify means that it's not muferable. That's what those are the words that I explained. Right, and Yehuda just expressed to clarify what that means. That means that the nether itself, even before, was fully liable. What happens is that when you make a hakama right now, you just plated the nether with metal, with iron. Iron plate. Now when you hit it with the hammer, nothing's going to happen. That's all that happens. Right? But the nether itself was fully punishable before that. Okay? Now your question might still be relevant, but that's what was said till this point. Alright?
Right. So I think, right, so Eliyahu's question was coming from, now that you're going to do a hatara on your hakama, he was thinking it should go back to the original neder itself that she made. I think this is what you meant, Eliyahu, and therefore she shouldn't be chayiv when you're shoal on the hakama, or that the fact that he could be shoal on the hakama, therefore maybe she shouldn't be chayiv.
Right.
Whereas where we would say that's not what the she'el is accomplishing.
Right.
The she'el is not going on the original neder, it's only going on the hakama.
Right.
But the neder itself.
And even if there is a hafara, the Rav said that's mikamel haba. So right. Therefore, if she did it before the hafara, then it's punishable. I mean, you might be able to say it even without that, but for sure, if we say it's mikamel haba, and in the past, she was over on it, then it's punishable.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to be sufficient to the question, because you'll come back around and you'll say, well, you have heter chacham. So if, you know, the fact that the nether could be retracted is a reason not to be chayiv, then, you know, you always have what to ask.
So
the answer to that is obviously going to be that the fact that you have the ability to remove the nether is not a reason
that you shouldn't be chayiv
at this point. Yeah. Right. Okay?
Which I think the way the Rush understands mikana labala mafreya, that meaning you're okrit lamafreya going forward, but if you were over on the neder in the past, you're still mechuyev on what you did in the past, even though it's okrit lamafreya.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what the Rush means by that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Different discussion, maybe.
Okay, right. When we get there, you'll point it out to us, okay?
Right.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So what we were getting at over here was what we wanted to know, like this is that the din over here, right, that one of the two partners could make a hakama, right? What does his hakama accomplish? It might just be a lom de shishayla, right? Meaning to say is that, I mean, definitely we need him in the hafor, right? So if he's mekim, he can't be mekayim anymore. That's probably true. But does that even prevent his partner from making his hafor? In other words, does he solidify that nether, that the nether now is not muforable?
That seems to be the way the run.
Yeah.
That seems to be the run is saying it at this point. No.
Yeah.
I thought we were saying that also. Yeah. That if one is Mekayim, then the other one cannot be Maker.
Like. Right.
Oh no, that's definitely true. But I'm really asking a mechanical question. When we say Ve'ein Tzorach Loimar Shekim Echem Mehen means. And as we said before, that one of the two makes a hafor, the nether is not mufur. If the second one didn't make his hafor, and then the Nalmish is saying is that all the more so that if one person made his hakama, definitely the first person make the hafor, his hafor doesn't nullify the nether. Now, do we see in that what the effect of the hakama is? Meaning to say that, see, our two tzadim over here is does the hakama only affect the maker himself, right? But it doesn't affect the nether, doesn't affect the other person. As far as the other person, he's just missing his partner to make the hafor. You know, so it's not really any different than if the other person was not mekayim it. Right? The mere fact that he's lacking his partner, so.
Well, I mean, meaning the nafkamin would be the first guy is mefer and the second guy is mekayim. Since the hafara did something, the first hafara did a little something. If the hakam is just stopping the second guy from making a hafara, then the effect of the first hafara would still be in place. Other or not like that? Is it mevatel it completely?
Well,
that's what you're asking.
See, even that, once we get into the round, we'll see that that's also not true. So it's so, so that's what I'm saying. It might be just a theoretical question, more mechanics.
Maybe the next question, the way it would be, is if A was, if let's say one was Mekayim, then the other one was Mefer, then the first one was Shoel and Mefer. So does the original hafara of the second one did that do anything, and therefore the thing is done? Or once A was Mekayim, the second one being Mefer has no effect, and he would have to be Mefer again.
Right? Okay, I mean, that we'll see in the Gemara. That definitely is true. That's what tells us.
I think I saw that if in that case the second one would have to be Mefer again. If the first one had a Shayla on his Hakama and he was Mefer, they have to do it Biyachad. Together.
Yeah, I think you saw it right over here. Okay, yeah. Right over here,
right.
No?
Right. No, but there would be two different surahs. He's speaking a little different, meaning the case that we see in the Gemara is one was Mefer, the other was did a Hakama, and then that the first one who did the Fara, you know, maybe can or can't redo his Hafara, and he would need to, and maybe he can or can't.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that the Hakama came first, and then the Hafara. So you would say that in that case, that hafara is mamash and nothing. So even according to the Rambam, I think the Rambam is not like this, but maybe even according to the Rambam, that hafara is now a nothing, and he could do another hafara after the she'ela. I think that this is kind of the point that he's making. No, you hear? You don't hear?
It's flipping the order around.
Right. Meaning when they did a hafara before the hakama.
I hear you saying. Just okay. in the lumbus, I didn't think that was what. But it was totally.
If we say that after a kiyum, a hafara is nothing, then it's nothing. So when he did a hafara,
Shlomo didn't. You come from the Rambam? I don't think so. I didn't think it was coming from the Rambam. Right. So in that case, it's a koshkein to what the Gemara says. Right.
Why?
If the hakama was already there, then for sure the hafara afterwards has no validity.
Let's assume that there was no hafara, right? If there was a kiyum and the shayla on the kiyum, could you have afterwards a hafara?
Yeah.
So if the second if the hafara after a kiyum is nothing, so then that's the same case as you have a kiyum, a hafara which is nothing. Right, so you have a kiyum and then a hafara.
Right, but don't we know that from the Gemara that even if you make a hafara and then the other person makes a kiyum, you also hafara becomes a nothing,
what?
And you got to redo it. We know from the Gemara that even without that, right, even if you made it, if the person made a successful hafara and the other person comes along and makes a
hafara, but the person never made a successful hafara.
I mean, his part.
There was a kiyum.
No, I understand. I'm telling you that. I see from the Gemara even more than that. The Gemara tells us that even in the case of a person made a hafara,
right,
but if the second person makes a kiyum, then his hafara is lost.
Right, but that's because he made a hafara and the kiyum makes it lost.
No, I'm not talking about whether he can come back and do it again. I'm talking about whether it exists, whether it needs to be redone. It's not registered anymore.
The difference between existing and having to be redone. Existing means that it happened and it got undone, right?
So what's the difference?
But here it's mamish like he didn't do anything.
Okay. So what? That's true.
So again, the Rav says if we have a kiyum and a Shayla, and a Hafara,
But why is that so? Why is that so? My question is that when someone makes a Kiyum, does he do something to the Nether that the Nether is not mufferable? That's my question. Or when the partner makes his Hakama, he's just doing something which affects him, that his ability to be Mefer is
so,
not
so,
here.
So let's say that he makes it, that it's not Hafarable.
Right?
Right, and it affects the other person also.
Right,
so if he does a kiyum,
You're right. I'm saying the other way. I'm saying that even if he doesn't affect the other person,
what?
Even if he does not affect the other person, right? Nevertheless, the other person, his hafara doesn't get off the ground.
Why?
Because the nether itself doesn't have at this point. That's what Ran says. The nether at this point doesn't have a future to become mufar. It's not worse than if he first makes a hafara, then the other person makes a kiyum. At that point, Zokta Ran, the previous hafara is lost.
So, I mean, can I try to restate what I think you're saying, okay. And you'll tell me whether I'm wrong, and maybe it'll help him. Is okay. That you're saying when he makes the hakama, it doesn't affect the other guy that his hafara becomes like he didn't do anything at all. It makes it that the netter itself is an invincible netter, and so his hafara mamela has no effect. And it has no effect at all. It just bounces off like it doesn't do anything. But it's not that he didn't do any hafara at all. He did something that has no effect.
So I wasn't saying that.
You were not saying that.
No.
Okay. Right.
Oh, okay.
What is the shame of I'm a hakama? Let's ask that. What does that do? According to the way the Rav is saying it, is that if you do it, Sheva, I guess if it's only one person, maybe.
It's relevant for him. It's relevant for the one who made the Hakama. That's what it's relevant for.
So it's relevant to him, but the other person, it messed up his ability, Mekamala, about to do a Hafara?
No, I'm not saying. I'm talking about while the Kiyum is there, not before the Sheva. Right, that's what I was discussing, which, like I'm saying, might be really theoretical. It's hard to see if we'll have a real nafgamina over here when we see the Gemara. Okay, but it looks like we're all alluding to the Gemara. So let's get to the Gemara, okay. And then we'll come back around. Okay, right. This is it. This is the nature of this sugis over here. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us at the third Bava Ein Tzoruch Loimar, definitely so, that if the second person not only is not Mefer, but he's Mekayim, definitely the Hafara of the first person is not going to nullify the Neder. Right? And the Gemara asks, Sokhtaran, of Mor Poruch Ulam Lele Misni. Okay. That's the Mugumar's questions. Okay, so really on the second and third Bava seem to be unnecessary. Zok the Gemara. Hainu Reish, this is the first Gemara's Kashim. Hainu Reish of Yubal Mifindoreel. Right? The second Bava, which seemingly is just elaborating on what we said before, you need both of them. That's what the Reish says. Then the second Bava says that one without the other doesn't work. Hainu Reish. And for the Gemara, Hainu Reish of Yubal Mifindoreel. And for the Gemara, Mal the same oyavioi balakotoni kamash malon. That zok the Gemara. The reason why the Tana is going further is because there the way he spoke the Reisha, there's a room for a mistake. Avio bal mifid midorea. That vav could have two interpretations. Sometimes a vav could mean oy, and. And therefore, you know, then it would have meant that either the one has the full ability to be made for the nether, and therefore, if he would do it by himself, then the nether would be mufer. So that's why the Tana is going out of his way to let us know that we don't mean that. We don't mean that none of the two have the full power. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran hainu reisha of yubal mefirin derel demash madafko kishushneim mefirin. That's the kashon. The Mishnah's mashma is that you specifically need both. The Gemara answers, "Mal the same of your bailo." Veloy sagile. Now the Ran. That's the Gemara's teret. Now the Ran says, "Veloy sagile de listni ad sheyifru shnehem." The Ran seems to be asking a question, right? That well, so let the Mishnah say ad sheyifru shnehem. And that answers the Ran. The itano hochi. If the Tana would say that, have amino. If the Mishnah would just say that you need both, then that also wouldn't give the full message. It would sound like that the Baal himself can't be Mefer, he needs the partnership of the father. Avlo baforas avlo chudei. Maybe it's sagi. Inami ipcha. Or maybe the other way. Ukedish aklim etarvinam bol kama mishmaiden. Zok deran, that the reason why the Tan had to be mayrich and specifically state on both accounts that the av alone without the baal is not mufer, and the baal without the av is not mufer, is because one might have thought that there's maybe a mokum lechalik, right? And to say that maybe one of the two could be mefer by himself, and just the other one can't be mefer by himself. Now, like we'll see in the Gemara about that.
What's the word tarina mean? V'tarina.
Like shakla v'tarya.
Oh.
Right? Give and take. L'hochitana, that's why the Tana specifically has speak to Hofra Abla, Hofra Baal, Hofra Baal, Hofra Baal, any move. Okay, so Zok Duran, that in order to be clear and to disqualify all the possibilities, the Tana had to be Mayrich. But that all comes... that all comes. Yeah, that all comes from the fact that Avihu Baila Mifine Dereha could be mashma either or. That's what it sounds like over here, right? You know, if it would have been Dafka, right, Avihu Baila Mifine Dereha, I'm just thinking through right now. If it would have been mentafk ovi ubay mifin dereha, that seems like that would take care of everything, right? Only the lashon ashifu shnehem, that's where the Ran says that shnehem might just mean that one needs the other.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Sorry.
See, what I'm pointing at is like this: is that the Ran asks, let it say ashifu shnehem. Right, so that the Ran says that by saying Yifru Shnehim doesn't tell me that both need the other. Right, that's basically what the Ran says. Right, Yifru Shnehim, that just might mean that the Av needs the Baal. If the Baal doesn't need the Av, right,
that's or vice versa.
Right.
Okay. I'm saying that the Lo Sagi Ba'afar is a Baal of the Leper Ha'av.
Right, so now just another, go another two words.
Oh, okay.
Inami Ipcha. Okay.
I think what's bothering the Rav is that the Lashon Shnehem really is mashma, that it's not one, it's mashma that both need each other. The Havamin of the Rav doesn't seem to fit the words.
No, the Rav seems to be bevorning Akasha. Why did the Mishnah say this whole long thing? Just say Shnehem.
Right.
Then Shnehem will tell me. Right, Shnehem will tell me you need both, right, and then so you don't need this question. Whole thing. So that's his question.
So his answer doesn't seem to answer that question. In other words, Shnehem is mashma that
you
either
need
one,
both.
Either one without the other is not good.
Right. We don't understand his question. His answer. We're having trouble understanding his answer.
So
it's interesting. The Rush performs the same kosh and gives a completely different answer.
Mm-hmm. Now, I told you, I wasn't asking that. I was accepting. Sorry. I was accepting his answer, and I was just coming back.
Okay.
And I was coming back. So let that be the answer to the Morris question. Right. That's what I was speaking through.
Okay.
Right.
So then.
Right. That could that have been the answer to the Gemara's question? Mean like this. The Ran's question is like this. The Gemara says not that says the first line, right? No, right. The Gemara asks why say that. So the Gemara says oi oi, and the Ran's question is the next line, I believe. Right? I don't think the Ran is asking that the Mishnah in the first place should have said that. Because then you could always ask, just leave out the beginning of the Mishnah, right? So I don't think that's a question, right?
Sorry, again, you don't think what's the question?
The question is not just say Ashifu Shnehem, right? When the Ran asks the question, Isaki, does he mean to say that just let's rewrite the whole Mishnah, erase the entire Mishnah, and just say Namirasa Ashifu Shnehem? I didn't think he was asking. I thought he was asking in the second bava. He said that let the second bava say Achi Fushneim.
Instead of what it says.
So right.
Basically, it would say Avio Barvin Dwev in Mufa Achi
Fushneim. Right.
Okay. Fine.
Right. That's what he's saying. And what I was asking was that if as the man says that if there's a possibility that even if say Achi Fushneim, it could mean that only applies to one, right? One needs the other. So let that be the answer to the original question. That's what I was speaking through. When the Mishnah says, "Nam Moso Avil Balam Mifin Dereha," right? Why is the Gemara saying "Oi Oi"? Let the Gemara just say that if that lashon is not clear, that it says that both of them need each other. Right? Avil Balam Mifin Dereha. Maybe that would have the mashmo. It's true that it says over there that they need each other, but not. It's not. Maybe it's not a both way needing each other. That's what I was speaking through. That was the question that I was trying to see. It would seem like that. That's not an answer to that question. It would seem like that if it was dafka, and that's really the shakva tire of the gemara over here. Avil ubailo, if avil ubailo would clearly mean both, then we wouldn't have a tzad to say that the both only applies to one. All right, that's what I was trying to think through. So, what is it, when it says Achi Fushneim? Why does that lend? You know, why does that leave open more than that? Okay, so it's a little confusing over here. Okay, but that was the question I wanted to know. And once I said that, so let that be the answer to the original Mora's question. Right, and the Gemara didn't have to say a full oi oi. Okay, all right, but this is getting a little confusing. So that was the point. So whoever it bothers could think it through. Okay, let's come back around. Okay, Zotu Gemara. Okay, Gemara continues now. Okay, this is the main sugya here. Let's see, Zotu Gemara. Yvain Tzorch Loimar Shikai Mech Mehen. On that, the Gemara asked the question. Okay, exactly whichever girsa item, the words are smoother by you, you could use over here, right? The Gemara asks a question, right? Lomli Lemisni, why is it necessary to say this? Hash Yesh Loimar Hofer Zeb Loi Zeb Loi Klum. That once we know that one does without the other, then Loi Klum, it's not a haforum, is Kimech Mehen Lomli Tzricha Lemisni. Why would that be necessary? Right, by making the hakoma, he's definitely not making things different. I don't use the word worse because it's confusing where we're heading. Right, but it's not taking away from we're standing a step before that. That's the Gemara's question. So on that, the Gemara says ki itzrich lei ki goyin the hofer echon men vikim echon. Zot Mar, you're right. In a chenami, right? If the Mishnah meant, what we're understanding, then it would not be necessary for the Tana to talk about such a thing, right? The Mishnah over here is coming to say a chiddush for a different case. And the case is the following: okay, one of the two, partner number one, made his hafara v'kiyim echad, and the second person was mekayim. V'chazam mekayim v'nishla hakamosli, and then the one who was made the kiyim, he took off his kiyim, nisha akamosai, he removed the kiyim. And as the Ran tells us, and he's mefer, mal the same amaito uki hai ho akre, you would have thought that, fine, the kiyim that he made, he was oiker, and therefore now when he makes his hafora, he could complete the hafara. We could continue on, right, where we were before. If he would have made the hafara before he was a mekayimit, then the nether would have been nullified, since I have hafara number one. What happened over here just was that there was a hakama in between, which at that point, then the nether was at a standstill. The nether couldn't be moved, but you took it off, and now he made his hafara. So fine, I have hafara of partner number one, hafara of partner number two. Now let the two hafaras work. Komash Malon, that it doesn't work because the film shnei bevas achas. Because I need a hafara bevas achas. And Ran tells us the word basachas in other contexts might mean simultaneously. Over here, what this means is basachas means that we need the two hafaras to be made without an interruption in between them of something which is a contradiction to hafara, namely kiyum. So the fact that a kiyum was made in between, that's what makes the problem over here. That the two hafaras, won't be able to join each other to be made for the neder. Now let's see how the Ran explains it. Right. I meant to be ambiguous. Right. So don't be medayik in the words that I just used. Okay. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. We're over here in the Masal Kim Echem Hen Tzurich L'Misni in the Emor's Kasha. Right. Why is the third bava necessary? Bitmiya, it's a question. Dafka Abduluch Hiditana Lemisni, Zuvain Tzorch Lemrazu, Hanu Dafka Mili Diloy Domu Lahadodin. Okay, the Ran over here is asking a question that we do find this in Mishnah, the concept of Zuvain Tzorch Lemrazu. So why is the Gemara over here so bothered by this? So the Ran tells us that even though we do find Uchit Halmis and Tzorch Lemrazu, Hanu Dafka Mili Diloy Domu Lahadodin. When we have things which are not exactly the same, even though the second one, if you just apply a little intellect, you could derive the halacha. Tony Lo, the Tana will say it because it's not intrinsically a repetition. It's something that using logic you'll figure it out. Okay, so we'll allow you to lax your brain for a moment and we'll tell it to you without having you figure it out. Okay? Alright. Aval hocha chad milsihi, it's one thing. But over here it's like they say it's included. The first bava is a hafara number one without hafara number two. Second case has that. You're lacking hafara number two. Not only that, but you also have a hakama. So that's why the Gemara is bothered. Okay. And for the Gemara, right? Dr. Ran, V'chotan Mekayim V'nishal Ha'akomosis. So Ran tells us that the Chiddush in this Bava is after the first person made his Ha'afoda, the second one made a Sheila, and he was Sheilin his Ha'akomo. Dr. Ran, K'darmin L'kamon D'shomal Ha'akomo. Okay? Right? This, is an interesting concept, right? That, we know that the Sheila on Idorim, right? But the idea of being shoyel on a hakoma, right? Keep shoyel on a foro. See more talks about it. Maybe right? Might be a reason why it's not possible. But there's you could be shoyel on a hakoma, right? That might be an indication, maybe of what hakoma is. That it's possible to be shoyel on it. We also had the concept of being shoyel on something which is not just a neder. I mean, we had that being shoyel on truma, right? On hafoshas truma, right? We had such a thing, shoyel on such a thing. Akoponim zokteran. That's Gemara later on. Tells us this concept that it's possible to be shoyo to undo a hakoma, and the Gemara is working with such a haloch that's part of the case. That is the case. Mal de seimo, you are made for madu uki haakre, that the hakoma that he set up, might see he removed, and therefore if I follow the mekayim lichudei sagi, and therefore it's sufficient just now to complete, get your second hafar over here, so that he could be mefer right now, and that's sufficient. The kvar hafar, the other person already made his hafar, k'mash malon. That's what the Tana is telling us. That's what the Tana wants to tell us. That's the halacha over here. that you need both. When we say you need both, is aloha of basachas. Right? Even though theoretically you have both, but in this case over here was that we're missing the basachas. Kloimar, what does the basachas mean? Shlo yafsik bin echel lechaver edover shuhu ma'akev haforum. You can't have in between the two haforas something which is prevents haforum. Kigoin hakomo dahai. An example of the preventing of haforum would be the hakomo of the second person. Now the Ran says an explanation over here. The kivon dahi shaito lav bar haforuhu. Yeah, you hear the lashna of the Ran over here. That when one makes a hakomo, what's the accomplishment? Lav bar haforuhu. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like from this Ran that the accomplishment of the hakomo is just concerning him, that he makes him into a lav bar haforuhu, right? Maybe as opposed to the nether itself, right? That the nether is not muferable, right? Given that he's trying to,
who could be going with the nether?
Okay,
the nether is not lava.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Possibly is afilu hach haforo kamaisa diidoch bot lolo. Right. Just listen to this. The Ran is telling us along this over here. He's explaining the mechanics. And this is what the Ran says. That what happens is like this. That partner number one made his hafara. The second person makes a hakoma. At that point, now, there's a lav bahafara. Right? Okay, well, maybe we discuss two tzedakim exactly, you know, where the hakoma presents itself. But what this does, at this point right now, the nether doesn't have its potential to be kamufra anymore, right? Because our second partner over here doesn't have his ability, at least, right, to be mefer. So the Ran says like this. So what happens now? Botlolo ha chafor kamaisa de idoch botlolo. So the Ran tells us that what happens now is that the initial hafora becomes botl. And we need to redo the hafora, right? The first person's hafora, akoponim. However, but that'll be sufficient. So what happened over here was like this. So person number one, he made his hafora. Okay, fine, his hafora is here, right? Whatever that does, and person number two comes and he makes his hakoma. So at that point, right away, the first person's hafora became bottle. So even though now he takes off his hakoma and he makes his hafora, but the nether is not mufur because you don't have two haforas anymore, right? So what we need now is the first person should now come and he'll make his hafora now, and then it'll work. That's what the Ran tells us. And the Ran even goes a step further. Shloi Taimar, don't think, don't say, Ein hafora achar hafora. Don't think that the more is coming to imply that this nether is not able to be made for anymore. That's not true. Ein hafora achar hafora would mean that since the first person already made a hafora, so he can't be made for a second time. And since his original hafor became botul, so shine that's it. This nether is not going to have its haforo. Zokteman, no. I'm sorry, and he continued. This is all part of the shloi toima. Since the first hafor became botul, suloi motzi mefer the less so. That's not true. V'chin das Ramban zal. Okay. So let's hear over here this Ran. Right. The Ran tells us that the reason why that original hafora can't join together with the second hafara over here, at the end of the day, we have two people were mefer. First person was mefer originally. Now there was all the things that happened in between. You know, hakoma, he took off that hakoma, now he was mefer. Right? So, you know, we have two hafaras were made. It doesn't work because of the hakoma which is in between. Now, what happens or what should happen to the first hafara? This is really not so clear in the Gemara, exactly. Right? This is the Ran's explanation. Right? The Ran's explanation is that it's not merely that we have like a hefsik in between. The hakoma stands like a hefsik, and that's what doesn't allow these two haforas to join. But the Ran says that no, that's not. The first hafora became bottle, right? That's how the Ran explains the Gemara. That as soon as the hakoma was made, that is a reason for the original hafora to be bottle. So by the time the second person makes his hafora, we don't have a second hafora. We don't have two haforas anymore, right? That's the issue. Okay, that's the issue. So Dr. Ran, fine. No, make another hafora. Make another hafora now. Right. That's how the Ran explains the Gemara. Like I'm saying, this is the Ran's explanation. It's not really mivuyu in the Gemara necessarily that that's what happens, right? You could have thought that what the Gemara just means to say is that there's a problem to join the two haforas. Maybe they're both kayim, right? But they can't join since you have that you're lacking the basachas, right? Maybe you know that would have been the pshat. Now, if that would have been the pshat, then the problem would be a problem. Then hafora achar hafora, right? Because you really have two haforas here, right? The problem the joining, right? You know, so then probably wouldn't work, right? So, so the way the Ran explains it, I think you know maybe is really what opens up the possibility to redo, because you can redo, you know, definitely. Or a kapon, there's a mokum to talk about redoing if the hafora is not here. Right, but if the original hafara is here, you know the slot is taken, right? Then you know you can't make another hafara. So if you have a hafara and you have a problem with the tziruf of them being joining together, then you probably couldn't make another hafara. But the way the Ran understands the Gemara, now why the Ran understands the Gemara like this, and why the Ran has to talk that it became bottle. Is that necessary for the Gemara, or maybe the Ran holds that he has a raya to this concept from other places?
I mean, if that's the way to understand, then maybe the Ran doesn't even have to say, because we don't say in hafara achar hafara. Even if we'd say in hafara achar hafara, because it was butlin, it's gan legamre, you can make another hafara, because it's gone. And we don't have to come on to this din of we don't say in hafara achar hafara. The fact that he's saying we don't say in afara chafara means that it must be that it wasn't gone completely.
One second, let me just hear where you are. The Ran says now. The Ran now. I was talking about a simple in afara chafara. You're right. The Ran sounds like he's even discussing in afara chafara in after he said what he said. That means that even if there is no hafara still. Right, and that sounds like the Ran is saying that you might have thought even in this case there's ein hafara achar hafara, and then I'm telling you that that's not true, right? So yeah, I don't know. It's like two different points. You know, if you were learning to more like I was, you know, giving such a tzad, that ein hafara achar hafara could be simply because the slide is taken, right? So you can't get in another one, right? But the Ran, when the Ran talks after he says his pshat, it sounds like he's still bavorning. And according to that, then the problem obviously wouldn't be because the slide is taken, because it's bottle. Well, there will be a different idea of en hafara harpar, which would be more to the fact that once you issue the hafara, then you know your klei hafara, you know, you get like it's a one shot kind of idea. That would be maybe the explanation to that, or else you know maybe if you explain how something is still kaya maybe. But you're right. The Ran is bavoning something else, right? Ein hafara achar hafara after the original hafara is bottle, And on that, the Ran says that is not true. We don't have a problem with Enafar HaFarah. Maybe we'll have to find this Gemara which talks about Enafar HaFarah. Did you locate it for us?
I think I was told by Rabbi Davis in the end that there is no such Gemara.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure. That's what I thought was said at some point.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so we'll have to see. Maybe the newer Gemaras, you know, they have a marmokum on this Enafar HaFarah in the Ran. Maybe there is no good morning. It's, you know, by morning.
This whole thing would only work if it all happened on one day. That the first one was made for the second one was Mekai, and then the second one did Shela and Afar, and then they both made for again all on the same day.
Yes.
Okay, that I guess is, you know, in the sugya of the Yom Shamay is something to talk about. Maybe on both accounts. What? Nothing there? Okay.
Can I ask a question? Like, what's the makor for all this? We're creating a whole new Erev Halacha that just the Diuk and the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah know this? It sounds like something that should have like a makor and a pasuk somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So I saw in passing. Maybe you'll check it out. I think Daniel Shachar has been asked such a question. I saw right. Mokor tips written on the halacha of Basachas.
You're asking how the Gemara knows it or how the Mishnah knows it.
The Mishnah knows. I mean,
one thing.
This is Mishnah's
Tanakh.
How does Mishnah know this?
Mm-hmm.
This is all
drushes. Now, see, according to the Ran, maybe it's easier, right? You know, if we have a source to the idea that the nether becomes bottle, right, that we have to limit. The man brings a raya. We have to see what he says there. It might come. Maybe if there's a source to that, then you know we could. You know, that's a general. It's a general din. Maybe that's really the halacha of Basachas. I guess that's really the right way to say it is the din of Basachas. The idea of Basachas, what's coming according to this Ran is the way I understand what this halacha is that that the hafora, the original hafora only has its kiyum, only calls man that we could see it as a haschola to a complete hafara. So that means calls man that there is the possibility to be nigmar, then it has its kiyum. The Ran tells us that this halacha of Basachas is that if something happens to the nether, or you know, if the situation is such that after the first hafara is made, and we'll see whether this is even daft in a second, right? But the hafara is made. The existence of this hafara when you're a partner, right, and you need both, the existence of this hafara is only in as much as we see that it has a potential to be nigmar through the other shutuf. But if something happens at any point of time that we don't see this nether being able to become nigmar, then that original hafara itself has no existence and it becomes batal. That's the side of the halacha of Basachas. So as I was mentioning before, it's not just a din in siruf, right? But it's more basic. It's the existence of that first original hafara only has its kiyum, calls man that we see a possible follow up. But once the asidus of a follow up is not l'neged einenu anymore, then it has no relevance. Now like this.
You're saying that the kiyum is not really mevatel the hafara. You're saying that the hafara is batel memela, sort of like. The Ran's lashon, I think, is that the kiyum is mevatel the hafara.
Oh yeah, well, let's see. What was that lashon?
Ha hafara kamaisa. don't know.
Yeah, but the question is, what's causing the bittul, right? I think it's meduik in the Ran that it's not, it's not the hakoma that was mevatalit. It sounds like that the net, since the net, there's a lav bar hafora here, right? That's what the Ran is mashma. Whatever the lav bar hafora is, once it's a lav bar hafora, right, that's memele if it becomes bottle. That would be the mashmoy.
So even the
Hayy Shais. We explaining it's retroactive.
It's retroactive.
Yeah, because when the first guy made his Sephora, there was no Hakama yet. At that point, you could see a path forward that Sephora is going to be
Right.
But later when there's Hakama, so now you're saying retroactively.
No, well, why should that be like retroactive? At that point, when he makes that come right, then it becomes bottle. It doesn't have to be retroactive.
The flame goes out, something like that.
Well, it's retroactive because he made the Hafara of yesterday. Or earlier, and now somebody else is making the hakama, so his hafara is his hafara becomes nothing.
Affecting something in the past doesn't make it retroactive.
Right, you know, he made Afora, and Afora is here, and right, the Afora is living, you know, it's years, and now when the person makes the Hakama, at that point it dies, so it lives a few years, and now it died, right? That's how we could understand it,
So right? It's pending, the first Afora is pending the second Afora to be fully...
Right.
And avoiding the Neda.
Now let's discuss this.
I mean, did we answer his question? Where is this whole svar of Bas Achaz?
Where does it come from? Right. I gave him a source. I gave him a source. Who asked the question?
I was just
wondering
the same question.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to suggest something, and people can throw it as they want. I mean, if you had a shutfus and a chutzer, and a guy would come and say, "I want to buy your chutzer from you," and one shutfus would say, "Okay, I'll sell," and the other guy would say, "No," then you can't sell. They both have to agree to sell. And if you would come then the next day, and he would say, "I want to buy your chutzer," and they would switch positions. The guy who said no now says yes, and the guy who says yes now says no. Right? You still can't sell it. Right? Meaning they have to agree at the same time to sell. The fact that they didn't agree simultaneously is because it's a shutfus. I'm just wondering if it's like misvara that they have to be bavas achas.
Okay, but the next point that I want to bring up is going to make this thing a little more complicated. The Hainu Azoi. See, you know, those who learn Naam Rosh for the first time, and when they get to this point, so they understand, right, which, you know, that probably had to understand it, that when you have two people who make a hafara, need to make a hafara, the first person who makes his hafara really doesn't accomplish anything, right? That's probably how we would understand, definitely coming out of this ran, that it's just pending. So what he does is that, well, cool, maybe he made a maisa hafara, right? Maybe even there is, you know, hafara here. But the hafara has no effect on the nether at all. As a matter of fact, you know, I would say that it's not even chal in the nether. Right? It's poshut pending. And that's why we hear very good that the Ran's saying that so the whole existence of this hafara really is only if there's a follow-up, because there's nothing, it has nothing on its own. It doesn't accomplish anything on its own. So, you know, if its whole existence is in the follow-up, and there comes to a point that there's not going to be a follow-up, so then that's it. You know, it lost its source of life. That would all be very good, with that to be true. However, however, the Gemara later on tells us not like that. As a matter of fact, the Gemara assumes, right, that the Dovah Poshut, that that's not true. And the Gemara discusses, right, that's the Gemara over here, right, the Gemara wants to know, that when one of the two partners, that's how the Ran explains it, the Gemara is Lavdavka, and the Gemara talks about when that first one of the two makes his hafara, what does he accomplish? And the Gemara has two possibilities to that accomplishment, right? basically what we would call it echus and kamos, right? Quality or quantity, meaning like this. Now the Gemara talks about that, and when we get there, we'll see the specifics. But what the Gemara over there talks about it, that if she made a neder, let's say on two specific zaysim, right? Two specific zaysim, right? Two pieces of food, let's say, right? You know, two pieces of food. And then one of the two parties makes the hafara, right? So the Gemara says as follows, that does what happens over here, is it a megiz cult, megiz gaiz, right? Which means to cut, right? It would cut the nether, which means in this context means that it'll make a hafora on half of the nether. So one of these two will become mutter. Or Zokta Gemara Miklish Kolish. Miklish Kolish. That means it weakens the nether in entirety. It affects both Zaysim, but it weakens the nether, and the nether doesn't have the severity of Lav Sheish B'Malkis Chais, and you know, and the Chomer that it has, and it becomes, you know, an Esura Ba'alma, the Gemara calls it. Okay, these are the two stardom the Gemara, but it's posher to the Gemara that something is accomplished over here, right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara comes out to Machlis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel holds, again, that's the halach, right? And it's Miklish Kolish, right? It weakens the nether,
and therefore there's no Malchus.
So. Right. There's no Malchus, right? Uh-huh. Gemara says an afkamina. Therefore, if she were to eat both zaysim, right? So according to the tzad of Megas Gaius, that you know, but she definitely did the iser, right? And that one zayis which remained with its full choymer, you know, she ate. Right? Even though I don't know, maybe we don't know who's who, but Masha she ate it, right? So, right? Whereas according to the tzad of Miklish Kolish, that the entire nether was weakened, so there won't be a chiyuv malchus. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So once we see this Gemara over here, now things get a little more difficult to understand. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is as follows, because that means at the time of that first hafara, it was chal in the nether. Let's talk la'aloh from Miklish Kolish. So the nether was weakened. There was a hafara, and the effect of the hafara was that the chomer of the nether was weakened. There was a nullification. It was a hafara concerning the severity of the nether.
But the hafara came first.
Or what?
The hafara came first.
Yeah. Right. So true that. That now that this, the second person made a hakoma, we don't see any more potential.
We don't have an account. And then when I was giving him the
number, Eliyahu, mute yourself.
And then the internet crashed, and my whole class was.
You can mute it.
Eliyahu, you muted? Okay, good.
Yeah. So what we're just speaking out of here is that, and if that's so, that Gemara would seem to say that the halacha that we know in the Mishnah that you need both partners to be mefer, that just means in order to make a complete hafara, I need the other person, and therefore hafara number two will build on hafara number one. Or even that, you know, right? But akapanim to make the complete hafora. But hafora number one does accomplish something. Now,
so if they're the kiyum, how does that affect the malchus? In other words, hafora kiyum. So does the malchus come back, or it stays a weekend?
Seemingly, the Ran says that the hafora is bottle, right? And that's what we're coming to speak through over here. How does it become bottle? If it was, like we explained before, like we thought prior to this Gemara, that it's just sort of hanging on mislatoli, you know, it could lose its existence in China, become bottle. But once it was chal in the nether, and the nether, you know, was hooklash, you know, like how does it come back? Right? How do you lose your hafara?
Wow.
let's just say that when the first guy made a zafar, two things happened. Number one, the whole neder is mikdash kodesh, that happens right away, and also its ability to combine with the zafar of the other guy, that is pending. There's two things taking place.
And how would you touch the bittel? So what's the bittel?
So the second bittel part is so right. No, you still right,
it, it would be like
yeah. Right, that's what Shoma was asking. Does now after the hakama would it be malchus? Right, Shoma, that's what you're asking.
That was yeah. The risk.
We're kind of assuming that there is. So then, if right. There isn't, then you're the
yeah.
Now,
if it's
now,
a good question, that's what I was asking.
Right, right. So now let's just speak out the halacha shaila that we're holding over here. Is that is it possible to say that in truth there is no malchus anymore, and we're just discussing the full bittul haneder? Now, if that's so, like we're saying, it's the din of ein hafora achar hafora is going to be a problem here, right? Because I definitely would think that if you're telling me that the original hafora is still here and there's no malchus because of that, so I don't see how you can make another hafora, right? It would seem to me from the Ran that it's simple that the hafora is totally bottled, and that's why you know you can make another hafora. Right, I mean the whole Ran is mashma like that, but this in the mechanics over here, right, I think that would bring out the point over here. It would seem to me, I mean, the truth is that the halacha itself also, I didn't think that, it sounds like to me over here that that this halacha over here is in line with the din of the Mishnah, right?
Sorry, how does Ein Hafora Achar play into what we're just saying? I didn't see the connection, I'm sorry. Can you
repeat that? See, if the understanding over here is that first hafara really accomplished and it's here, that's here to stay. And we're just talking about, you know, whether that hafara could join with the second hafara to complete the bittul haneder. Right? If that was true, and the Gemara is saying that can't be, now the Ran discusses whether the first person could redo his hafara, right? And the Ran says that there's no problem with in hafara achar hafara. So I was saying that according to this understanding that his is here and it's that's why there's no malchus, so it's hard to say that this shouldn't be subject to in hafara achar hafara. I mean, definitely that first hafara is here. So you are redoing your hafara.
Can you still like divide it and say that the original hafara remains, the other part of the hafara was bottle, and that's why it's not going in hafara hafara, because he's replacing the part that was bottle.
So could you divide a hafara like that? Right? Is there such thing as just a hafara?
I was going to say it might be hard to say, but I think you could still say it. Okay, so we have to see the mefarshim, we're
the head over here, right? So the two directions over here, let's just speak out what this is. It sounds like the Olam over here maybe is noite, that they're accepting the difficulty of the question that once the klishus is chal, the weakening of the nether, if something's chal in the nether, shine, you know, that's it. You know, you can't come back. So therefore, the halacha that Gemara is discussing is as far as the nullifying of the next nether. And then when the Ran talks about the nether, the hafora becoming bottle, he's just referring to that, the second aspect of the hafora, the part of the hafora that creates the total bittul, that's what becomes bottle, and that's what Ran says you're redoing. But in truth, the halacha over here will be that there is no malchus. Right? That's one way to go. And the other way to go will be to extend, well, before, the halacha is going to be that there is no malchus. Right, and therefore, hagam that there was a klishus chal in the nether, But we're going to have to say that that klishus itself will become bottle, which will mean as follows, right? Then we're going to extend the concept of the misle toli, of the first hafara being toli in the second hafara, even to a point that it accomplishes in the nether, right? And the way to explain that will have to be, right, that the accomplishment that it made was not a finalized accomplishment, right? But the pshat is that kol zman the hafara is here, right? Then that's what's causing the klishus, right? Like it's weighing down on it, right? That's what it is. But if you remove it, you know, then it will come back to what it is, right? So that's what will be over here. That's true. That it's takachal klishus. But the hafar by itself is something which is weak. It can't cause anything final. It can't final. Is taka always misle toli in the soif? So even though it could accomplish something, but it's not a finalized accomplishment, it's misle toli again in finishing off. Its whole status is only b'toras a haschola. So if I see a soif, then okay, your hashol could have a relevance, and therefore you could accomplish, you know, your klishes. But the moment that I don't see you as a hashol anymore, then the klishes that you were constantly creating, right? That's what you have to say now, right? It's not right. Then that falls off, right? And then the nether itself reinstates itself. Okay, that's maybe a little harder to hear, but akapadam. This we have to be mavar. Over here, it should be.
Can I make a mashal?
Okay, let's hear. Yeah,
you have seven people waiting for a minion, you know, and it's still 2 minutes before the time for. So they're expecting, you know, and now it's 30 seconds before, but they're still expecting three more people to come in. And
yeah.
Now it's, you know, 10 seconds before, they're still expecting. Now it's, you know, once you get, you know, past the, now like, oh, I don't know if people are, and 2 minutes more go by, and like, you know, at a certain point, you know, nobody more is coming, and now, you know, those seven people file out to go daven somewhere else, and then three more people come, it doesn't help you anymore.
Okay. That's a painful experience you had. You know, I want to propose a marshal based on what Michael said before. I don't know if you can make a pushdown from mamnas to this like this, but I like to the marshal idea of you want to buy a piece of land which is owned by two partners, right? And you go to one of them, he signs the shtar mechira, he signs the sale document, right?
Okay.
And then you go to the other one, and he's like, no way, I'm not selling. And then you get back and go, okay, I'll raise another 10,000, okay, finance. So then you've got two signatures, you're done. But what if when you go to the second guy, and he says, no way, we're not selling, so he rips up the shtar, right? Then you're going to have to go back and get the other guy to sign again, right? You've got nothing. Right, and in terms of klisha, the better way down. So let's say now you want to go, and the owner wants to like borrow money against it. Right, the bank looks at it and says, "I'm sorry, but you've got, you know, one of the partners has already signed off on selling this, so this is already like not such a great security, right? So it's already like a weaker ownership."
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's emotional on this. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was thinking about what you said. But I don't know if halacha you can make a sushta from mamnas to issa like that.
Right.
Okay. Good. But the concept, I call it, maybe we could borrow. We need mishalom, you know, for us to understand this, right?
This is like not directly, but I think another impact is if a person was mefer, let's say the av was mefer, dies. And then the Baal is Mefer. Is that a good hafara or not?
What was the order again?
The Av was Mefer, then he dies, then the Baal is Mefer.
Still a Rusa, right?
Does the hafara of the... Right, we said that if the father dies before hafara, nothing can be done, right? Right? But if he did the hafara and then dies, does his hafara still exist?
The Ran brings a brisa later on. The Ran says hafra echem hen umeis.
Umeis.
Bot lula hafara.
So actually, that would even more directly with the, like what happens after he dies. Lagabe malchus. Now we have a new point. Right,
okay.
I mean, that might even be.
See, I want to talk about this. Is that's I mean, That's not really exactly what we're talking about over here. And I'm saying the Quran himself brings that, and I wanted to talk to discuss this, but the Quran brings that a little bit after another discussion, which the two ideas are definitely related. But if you're asking a specific din, I believe the Ram brings a braisa, which talks about that specific case.
Okay.
Right. So maybe over there we have to find out what the halacha is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now. So let's hear again. So the Ram tells us that the case in the Gemara is first person made the hafara. The second person makes the hakama. At that point, when he made the hakama, the Ran says that it's botlullah hafara, right? Which whatever bittul means, we just discussed, to the extent of the bittul. And therefore, that first hafara, you know, has to be redone, right? So therefore, even if the second person takes off his hakama and he makes his hafara, but we don't have any more, you know, that first hafara to work with, and he has to redo it. That's what the Ran tells us.
But the neder is not mekuyim, right? Because of the hafara.
The neder is not mekuyim because of the
hafara. And then the kiyum, right?
The kiyum was taken off.
But when he made the hafara and the kiyum, the neder is still not mekuyim, is it? One person made a hafara first, and then the other made a kiyum.
Right.
The neder is not mekuyim. Right?
The neder is not mekuyim.
Because it didn't have...
Now, what do you mean?
Is it? I'm asking.
It's not mufur, it's not mekuyim.
Mekuyim.
What does mekuyim mean to you?
In other words, this Nara Marasa made a neder that she's not going to eat this apple.
Right.
The father was Mefer.
So let's talk about making a kiyum right away. What does that
mean? Well, meaning making a kiyum right away...
Right. Only one partner made the kiyum. Is that what you want to know? That when one partner makes the kiyum,
yeah,
what relevance does it have?
If somebody was mefer first, and then it was a kiyum.
Is that what you want to know?
Yes.
I mean, in relevance to the Gemara tells us how it affects the hafara, right? Now, it sounds like you want to know about the kiyum itself.
Yeah.
So then you should be talking about yishali even without the hafara, right?
Well...
No? Well, no, that's the first step. The first step is what would be hakama without a hafara? What does that mean to you? Then you could talk about an advanced question.
Oh,
if the hakama came after
without
the
hafara, it's nothing yet because you need both, right? You need baal and
it's nothing, nothing in regard to what?
No, there are nothing in yet in terms of the
what is the relevance of any hakama in any situation?
Well,
what's the difference? What now that there's a hakama, something changed? You know, in a situation where there's only one person who has the power on this nether.
Oh yeah. Well, if it's only one person,
right,
then there's mekuyim.
But what is the relevance of a nether which is mekuyim? The nether was not liable before, and now you are liable. Is that what changes through a kiyum?
No, it was liable before, right?
Right. So then what is the accomplishment of a kiyum? In a simple situation. So we don't know of more of an accomplishment than just toward the hafara. When one makes a hakama, then he can't make any hafara anymore. So hakama is always relevant to a hafara.
Uh-huh. So, in a case where somebody was made for first, and somebody then made hakama, then the
hakama definitely works as far as he's concerned that he can't be made for. So, if you need two people to be made for, and he did something
that
he has an ability to be made for, so your net is not going to have any, and definitely won't have a full hafara anymore. Uh-huh. That's what will be. Right, the Ran tells us over here that not only does it affect the Mekim himself, but it affects the Mefer also, that there's a bittel in his hafara. Right?
In other words, the neder is mekuyim until The net is makuyim, right? Because in that case, if one was mefer, in other words, the netter is makuyim. You need two to be mefer, right? We're talking about two. You need two to be mefer, but only one was mefer, so the netter is still makuyim.
The question is, we don't really need anybody to be makayim the netter. The netter is a netter.
Right. That's what I mean. The netter is a netter. It stands. It holds. So if one person was mevatel and the other one was makayim, the netter is still a netter.
Well, it's weakened.
It's weakened, but it's still a netter.
To what extent?
Right.
I mean, okay, that's the Gemara on this week's staff, which is Mitzchalish. There's actually no Malkus on it, so it's not a full netter anymore.
No Malkus anymore. Oh, if one was Mayfair, there's no. It's Chalish.
That's a question.
Okay. Well, we said we're going to Halacha and Mitzchalish.
Yeah, after the Hakoma, that's what we were discussing, that between us, that the Bittel is a Bittel Chal, even on the Mishkolosh. He has some shal about Hakoma, which I'm not fully following what the question over here is.
Well, I'm just was wondering that if this...
Hakoma doesn't mean to say the netter's a netter. That's not what it means.
Right, I know that. It's already... the netter's a netter without that.
Right.
Right.
When you say Mekuyim, you just mean it's not Mufer.
It's not Mufer.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's not Mufer. In other words, the netter stands. Whatever she said, the Nara Marasa,
okay.
She has to be...
It continues, I guess.
Yeah, it continues. Okay.
Okay.
I just want to understand. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Let's continue on a little bit over here. Zokt. Zotiran, Aval Harambam Zal Nirat the Kosha Chola Hakomo Ben Afora the Chad Lafor the Idach Zotiran. I told you what I hold, and which is the Shitas Haramban, that when the Gemara says that the halacha of the Mishnah that you don't have a Hafora, it just means that at this point. At this point, when the second person took off his hakama and he made hafara, even though two hafaras were made, but we don't have two hafaras to work with, because the first hafara became bottle. Now, could the first person who his hafara became bottle, could he now turn around and make a second time, make a hafara? And that could be done. That's the Shitas Rambam. However, the Rambam holds not like that. He says, Avmer divi Rambam... Near the whole shechol hakomo bein hafora dechad lahafora deidoch. In this case, you see what that is?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's in the middle lines. Go like two lines to the second line. It says aval at the end. Aval midivar haramba.
Haramba.
Haram. Right. Haram bamzal.
Oh, Haram. Okay. Okay. I was looking for
Rambam. Okay. From the Rambam, it would seem not like that. That in this case, that if you have a hakoma between the two haforas, shuv einon yecholim lehofer. Then. This nether is not subject to hafora anymore. Shuv einon yecholim lahafora. It would sound like luchayra from the Ran that the problem is in hafora acha hafora. I don't know if it has to be like that, but that would be the mashmoyis hadvarim. He doesn't really tell us, the explanation of the Rambam. He just tells us the halacha in the Rambam is. Is that shuv einon yecholin lahofer, which means you can't accomplish a full haforah. The Gemara itself definitely is mashma that the haforah of the one who made the hakoma, he could accomplish. Right? The Gemara doesn't tell us that he can't make a haforah because he made a hakoma. It sounds like his Hafor betim is a hafor, and the problem is the basachas. Right? That's the problem in the Gemara.
think the Gemara is more mashma like the Ramban?
No, I don't think the Gemara doesn't really discuss about the follow up. Right? Would there be a mashmois in the Gemara? No.
I think so.
Right. Yeah. I don't see in Gemara a mashmois to this.
Well, I mean, you might ask, what's the whole point in being nishal in this kind of a situation if it's not going to accomplish anything? I mean, in Hakinami, you can do, if it was the Abba himself, he could be nishal and it would help and it would accomplish something. So you see, you can be nishal. So let him, so fine, he can be nishal here also, even though it's not going to accomplish anything. Okay, but.
Yeah, I thought the Gemara was just introducing the Din of Basachas. You know, without the Din of Basachas, it would have worked. And this is what we're telling you. So, Aliba Damas, you know, now that you know this halachas, then don't waste your time being shoyl, right? Because it's not going to help anymore.
Okay. I guess, Taka, that's the way the Rambam would read it. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we alluded to a possible explanation in the Rambam. If we will learn that there's no bittel that's chal over here. and there's the halacha of basachas just means that they don't join together. So then there will be room to understand that there's a, you know, ein hafor achar hafor, and that's why it will be such. Right? I'll tell you the truth. I didn't see the Rambam inside. So if there's, you know, the yukum in the shayin is a Rambam as to the explanation of the Rambam, you know, definitely that's the place to look at before you explain it. But just being that was something that came up in the discussion, right? So, you know, we have what to explain such a sheet, right? But of course, the proper way to do is to do my
I don't remember if the Rambam does. He might use the lashon of in acharafara. That might be where it comes from. Yeah. I don't remember. I'm only saying that. Okay. Maybe 50%. But what's interesting is the Rambam actually doesn't bring up this case. The Rambam says the case differently. He says that there's a hakama, hafara, she'ela, and then they can't do hafara again.
The riff, right? You saw the riff? That's how the
riff. Oh, that's the riff brings it down?
No, right. Oh. Right. So now like that. Now that would happen nafgamina, really, in our question that we discussed before. See, we had a difficulty.
Oh, you're saying meaning that's the riff had the gears in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Fine.
Right.
So, okay.
Right. That's the gears is a riff in the Gemara, right? And this would make an afkamina really an understanding how it is. And you know, once you mention over here, we'll speak this through.
So what's the gears in the Gemara?
The case that you discussed before, right? Uh-huh. That what about if first the person makes a hakoma, then the second person makes the hafara, then he's shoyel on his hakama, and he makes his hafara, right? Right. So at the end of the day, you have two hafaras, but this case was that the first person, or the first hafara was already after the hakama was already instituted, right? So in this case, I think it's easier for our difficulty based on the Gemara later, right? Because we had difficulty understanding that if the Hafara accomplishes the Miklish Kolish, and at the time when you made the Hafara, in the case of the Gemara, when there was no Hakama, you made your Hafara, it was Miklish Kolish, so, you know, we had difficulties on understanding, and now he comes along and makes his Hakama, you know, how does he make a Bittul concerning that, right? Where's the Bittul, etc. Right. But if the Hakama was there first, so it means that the time that he made the hafara, that it wasn't, he didn't have the ability to finish off, so this would prevent that initial plishus from being chal in the first place, right? Then we understand much better, right? That, you know, right, this halacha, right, in such a case. That's on one side of things. But idach gisa, that, so that explains really the ran. In the Ran's lomdis of the bittel, that it's more understandable that there should be a bittel there because basically didn't get off the ground. But later chisa, and this is where important to know what the case of the Rambam is, right? Right? Because if this is the case of the Rambam, then it's harder to say in bittel achar bittel, in hafora achar hafora, because according to the way we're talking right now, there's more of a reason to say that it didn't get off the ground at all, so you don't have any hafar to prevent the second hafar. Right? Right? Okay, so that's just wanted to speak out about that case.
So you're saying the Riv had a different gears on the Gemara, a different case than the Ram, and the Rambam only brings that case. So is it possible the Rambam... So when the Ram's bringing the Rambam, could be the Rambam's learning, talking about a different case. Why is the Rambam even bringing it here?
The way we're talking about it, really works the other way. In other words, the svara should be that in that case, there's less of a reason to say hafara, right? So it's not going to help us.
The possibility of them both coming back to the table to do a joint hafara again, it's even it's a kind of chaima. It's called
right. Right. So see, if anything. Right, so you have to even in the Riv, you have to know if it's taka bedavka or not bedavka. It just is a point that's the Riv's girsa. I wasn't mind properly to see whether there's an afminan halacha based on that girsa or not. But it's interesting taka to point out that is the Riv's girsa, I believe, Mimora. Right, so when you see over there, you see that it's chok, the Riv and the Ramban, the girsa and the Mimora. Now let's just talk quickly. Oh, you're taka late. It's taka late. Okay, but let's just speak through it, because this next part in the Ran is really something that we need the Koyach HaChabura over here to understand. This next part in the Ran over here. Now the Ran asks, right, the following question. I'm not going to read it because it's going to take time. So if we could just, those who sort of already are familiar with this. It's foul like this. I would speak out like this, right? That this that we're discussing, as we mentioned, right? That the hafara was made. After the hafara was made, hakama was made. So at this point, when you have a hafara and a hakama, the hakama affects, the man says that it causes a bittul in the hafara. Based on the fact that this nether at this point cannot be the can't have a gemara for, right? And now, when he shoyel, and he brings back the possibility, and he actually makes the hafara. So now, we have two hafaras, let's say, right? And that's what the Gemara is discussing. Okay,
you can just finish up with
that. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I hope it wasn't disturbing.
Yeah. Okay. Mazel tov. Hope to see you later. Later.
Making a chasna today. Somewhere in New York. I have to look up the address.
So I guess if you can bring me recording there.
What? Oh. Do you want me to bring it to you there?
I guess so. That'd be the easiest.
Okay. Zot Hashem.
Okay. Mazel tov. Shor toiv and tznachas.
Amen.
Okay. Ishtamus is his Machayev.
Yeah.
Right? Obligates those, right? Right?
I don't know I'm curious which run you're going. I mean, there's this next line. You're going just on this next issue, this one line of Ariv and Shachris? Or you're going after that? Which run
I'm,
are you
I'm
ever?
I'm going into the Gemara from the Gemara Kedushin. Right? Oh, okay. The fact that, reflect around the following question, we probably would have asked this question even without the Maran Kedushin, that HaTorah Schochom is Oikel Mafreya. So it's Oikel Mafreya, so whatever damage the Hakomo was made at the point of time that it made it, but, if it's retroactively removed, so as far as we're concerned, the history has no recordings of a hakama. So then, what's the problem over here, right? What's the Gemara saying? Why is it? Why is it a chesaron of basachas? There was never any. Now it's interesting to note that the Ran asks the question with the Maran Mokum from the Gemara Kiddushin to show how the hafora is not that far, but how the Hatoras Chochem is Oikir L'mafreya, right? That it already sounds, and he could have asked the question just from the Maran Mokomis that Akiras Chochem is Oikir L'mafreya, right? this Gemara, which make that distinction. So that already starts us get us thinking that maybe, you know, my phrase is not such a simple redo of history. But he asked the kasha with a maram okum. Fact around the kasha that if someone makes a kiddushin, al menash ein olea nidorim, and imsel nidorim, shine. There was a tanai in the kiddushin, the tanai was not niskayim, she's not mekudeshes. However, zok the mishnah, if she goes to a chacham, and she's mad to her nidorim, so the halacha is that the kiddushin is chal, because the hatoras chacham is oikel mafreya, so if zok mafreya, so then the nether retroactively was not there at the time of the kiddushin, and therefore there was a kiyum of the tnai of the conditions of the kedushin and the chalois is chal. Factor on, maishno, the same way over there, the hatoras chochem, retroactively you remove the hakoma, and hakoma, and you remove the nidorim, and we deal with the chalois kedushin as if there are no nidorim. So similarly over here, that when you're oike the hakoma, we should deal as if that there was no hakoma, and therefore that nothing should have affected the hafara. There's no chson in the bas achas. That's what the Ran asks. He brings in the Rashi, right? This is the Rashi's kasha, right? The Rashi's kasha, and the Ran says that this question doesn't bother me so much, right? Right. This is not. Uladidi lav kushi klau. Strongly that, right? and the direction to the answer of the Ran is that the Ran makes a difference between the chalois, the accomplishment of the kiddushin, and that of hafora of one of the two partners. And basically what he says is that the mafreya could retrieve a ma'aseh kedushin, right? I'm using that word lightly, at being that it's a ma'aseh gomer. He calls it a ma'aseh gomer, right? Kedushin is a ma'aseh gomer. That means that the one who made the kedushin, right, he has the ability, if it works, you know, it accomplishes the full kinyan. That's what's on hand, that's what's pending over here. So the lemafreya of Ataras Chochem could retrieve a Maisa Gomer. However, Hafora, in the case when you have two people, there's a Shulchan in the Hafora, so the Hafora of that first Hafora is something which is a weak Maisa Kolosh, and that can't be retrieved through Almafreya. And if at Bishaitoi it became bottle, then it's not there anymore for Almafreya to retrieve. Okay, I'm just speaking out to what the Ran says. You know, the explanation to that is we need to work on that. Right? Maybe we need to get a little bit more into the lumdus of how this works over here. What are you saying?
Oh, is it lumps from the prayer? Is that what it is?
Well, it's two things, right? I mean, definitely, like we were saying before, right? Right. You know, if Mafreya was, you know, partially rewriting history, right? Then, like, what's the difference, right? Right. Right. So definitely, like you're saying, that you see that the Mafreya is not such a simple Mafreya, right? Right. Michael already started talking Lomnish terms and, you know, in the different ways of understanding what a Mafreya is. But over here, we see that there's a difference, right, in what you're trying to retrieve with the Mafreya. That's the Ran's telling us. That there's a chil between a Maisa Gomer and something which is not a Maisa Gomer. And the reason why the Mafreya doesn't help over here is because this is not a Maisa Gomer. So that's why when it became Botel B'Shaitoi, there's nothing here to retrieve. Now, I'm just really just speaking out the steps, right? The full havon of that, I unfortunately can't give over to you right now, right? Maybe someone else, you know, has a good understanding, solid understanding of this. But again, right? This has to do with our discussion before, right? You have to fit this out. It's very late. Everyone's missing the shiurim, so I'm not going to hold everyone. But according to what we discussed before, tackle what you know, what becomes bottle, what's still around, right, we'll have to figure out this piece over here. Okay?